With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden may soon get a visit from a delegation of congressional Democrats. More than two dozen lawmakers will reportedly urge him to drop his reelection bid. Since his debate meltdown, pressure has been mounting for Mr. Biden to throw in the towel. It's something his family reportedly does not want him to do. The president will give his first post-debate interview, pre-recorded, to ABC News later in the week.
Following his much-criticized performance during last week's debate, the president has agreed to sit for an extended interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. He is sure to be asked directly about the debate, his health, his age, and his fitness for another four-year term in office. Word of the interview comes as many Americans, including Democrats, are questioning whether the 81-year-old president should continue his campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, California is sweltering. Fairfield resident Christina Coffey says it is just plain miserable.
I hear it's going to be like 111, if I'm not mistaken. And sitting in the house in that type of heat is pretty miserable at times, even with air conditioner.
The National Weather Service's Brian Jackson says don't expect any relief right into next week.
The focus of it perhaps drifts more toward the Great Basin, so it drifts east a bit. But even through Monday and Tuesday, we see quite a few record high temperature daily records, either tied or forecast to break.
And it's not only California. Nearly 90 million Americans are under extreme heat advisories. Israel reportedly approving a major expansion of West Bank settlements, something that's bound to further rankle the Palestinians. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 34 points, NASDAQ futures down 7. This is SRN News. San Francisco wrapped up Gay Pride Month with a bang.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The only three Republican women in the South Carolina State Senate helped Democrats derail a total abortion ban last year. Now, GOP primary voters have booted all three out of office. The voters removed Senators Sandy Senn, Henry Gustafson, and Katrina Sheely from office during primaries last month. Republican Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey says the three women were guilty of repeatedly sticking a finger in the eye of a lot of conservative folks. SRN News. Texas planning to double a fund. It's aimed at bolstering the power grid in a state that's been growing by leaps and bounds.
Demand for electricity is expected to nearly double over the next 6 years. Governor Greg Abbott says the state will look to boost the Texas Energy Fund from $5 billion to $10 billion. The fund was approved by voters to offer low-interest loans to incentivize development of new gas-fueled power plants. The announcement follows a new prediction by the state's main grid operator that electricity needs will have to provide nearly double the amount of power it currently supplies by 2030. John Scott report.
One man injured after a home in rural southeastern Wisconsin exploded. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office says a blast was reported yesterday afternoon in Lafayette, about 45 miles southwest of Milwaukee. First responders located the man trapped in rubble in the basement. Took 30 minutes to reach him. He was flown by helicopter to a hospital. More details, SRNnews.com.